Ad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, Text Number 1. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on June 16th, 1973, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. Shaunaka Muni asked, after killing his enemies who desired to usurp his rightful inheritance, how did the greatest of all religious men, Maharaj Yudhisthira, assisted by his brothers, rule his subjects? Surely he could not freely enjoy his kingdom with unrestricted consciousness.
Here the most important word is Yudhisthira Dharma Bhritanga Varishtha. Maharaj Yudhisthira was known as Dharmaraj, very strictly following religious principles. So he killed, for his sake, 64 crores of men were killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So he was not happy, although the battle, the fight was religious fight. It is not whimsical. Just like in the modern days, the politicians, they fight unnecessarily to fulfill their desire. Just like in our country, unnecessarily they divided Pakistan and to fulfill the whims of the leaders, they are fighting. With nobody's gain, neither there is any religious principles. So fighting whimsically by the politicians, that is not sanctioned. That must be dharma-juddha. Dharma-juddha means religious war. Fight on religious principles. So, what was the religious principle? Here it is said, hatta atotaina. Atotai means aggressor. If somebody comes to your home to kidnap your wife, to take by force your property, or to set fire in your house, he is called atotai. He should immediately be killed. It is not that non-violence nonsense. If somebody is coming to attack you unnecessarily, you must kill him first. It is not Vaishnavism, oh, this man is coming to kill me, all right, let me embrace him. No, that is not the role. When there is atutai, aggressor, you must fight, you must kill. That is religious. So, Yudhisthira Maharaj, dharma vritang varishtha, he was so strictly followers of religious principle that when even Krishna advised him that you go and say some lies to Dronacharya, because Dronacharya will not believe anyone. You say and go there that your son Ashwatthama is dead. And Yudhisthira Maharaj hesitated. How can I say this lie? Of course, this is too much following religious principle. This is also another instruction. When Krishna says that you go and speak the lies, he should have done immediately. That is dharma. Because dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means which is given by the Supreme Personality of God. That is dharma. You cannot manufacture dharma. Just like nowadays, so many dharmas have been manufactured. They are not dharma. Dharma means the order which is given by the law. That is dharma. Just like Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. We have manufactured so many dharmas. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Parsi dharma, Buddha dharma, this dharma, that dharma. They are not dharma. They are mental concoction. Mental concoction. Otherwise, there will be contradiction. Take for example, the Hindus think cow killing is adharma. And the Muslims think the cow killing is their dharma. Then which is correct? Whether cow killing is adharma or not adharma. So these are mental conduct. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kar says, ei bhalo, ei mondo, sam mono dharma. Mental concoction. Real dharma is what is ordered by the Supreme Personality of God. That is dharma. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Give up your all manufactured dharma. Here is the real dharma. Saranam bhaja. Just become surrender unto me. That is real dharma. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Just like law. Laws can be manufactured or can be given by the government. You cannot make any law at your home. That is not law. Law means the order given by the government. The supreme government is the Supreme Personality of God. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta parataram nanyat. There is nobody greater than Krishna. Therefore, the order given by Krishna is dharma. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is that dharma. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. You give up all other so-called dharmas. This dharma, that dharma, so many dharmas. Simply just surrender unto me. So you are preaching the same principle. And that is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amar agyai guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manufacture any new system of dharma. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini. So, the only difference is, he is Krishna himself. The only difference is that Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, directly orders that you give up all nonsense, simply surrender unto me. This is Krishna, because he is Supreme Personality of God, he is giving directly order. The same Krishna, because people misunderstood him, even big scholars, they say it is too much. that Krishna is arriving like that. But they are rascals. They do not know. They cannot understand what is Krishna. Therefore, because people misunderstood him, Krishna came as a devotee to teach how to surrender to Krishna perfectly. Krishna came, just like sometimes my servant gives me massage. I say, by giving his head massage, do like this. So I am not his servant, but I am teaching him. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But he is teaching perfectly how to approach Krishna, how to serve Krishna. The same principle. Krishna said, you surrender unto me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you surrender to Krishna. So on principle there is no change. On principle there is no change. So, here Yudhishthira Maharaj, dharma bhitang varishtha, of all the followers of religious principle, he is the foremost varishtham. So he was very sorry that for my sake, for enthroning me, so many people have given their life. Not only his cousin brothers, the soldiers, because at that time, 5,000 years ago, these kings or the emperors of Hastinapur were ruling all over the world. This planet was called Bharatvarsha, the whole planet. Not this now, a small tract of land. The whole world was called Bharatvarsha. Formerly it was called Ilavati Varsha. Since the reign of Maharaj Bharat, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So, the Pandavas or the Kurus, they were the rulers of the world. As such, when there was fight between the two sections of cousin brothers from all parts of the world, somebody joined this side, somebody joined that side. So, I think in the Mahabharata it is stated that 64 crores of men were killed. And many disappeared. Nobody knows about their whereabouts. So actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj, dharma bhitang varishtha, he was so great, stalwart, foremost, followers of religious principle, he was very, very sorry. But for my sake, so many people laid down their life. So he was not happy. Therefore, in our shastra, when you commit some necessary sinful activities, to counteract it, a fasting. Fasting is recommended. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj was observing fasting, taking little necessities. Therefore, Saurukmani is inquiring that Sahanujai Prattabharuddha Bhujana Kathang Pravitta Kivakaraj Vittapaha. Then he was undergoing some prayaschitta system. Then how did he take the reins of ruling over the kingdom? That was his inquiry. Saunakya. Actually, the Srimad Bhagavatam was first of all, in the beginning, the first beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam was in front of Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami explained. And Sruta Goswami was in that meeting also. So he learned explanation of Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. This is called parampara system. Now, generally the professional reciters of Bhagavatam, they do not follow the parampara system. They make business. Just like we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about the warfares. The professionals, they will go immediately to Rasalila, as if these things are not necessary. Anyone who hears Bhagavatam from this professional, they do not know what are the other subject matter in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because they haven't got the chance to hear. They do not discuss. Whenever there is recitation of Bhagavatam, it means they are discussing some Rasa-lila. Because the Rasa-lila is very palatable to the rascals. They think that Krishna is ordinary, a young boy, and the gopis are young girls. And as they read novel and dramas, one woman, their activities, they think Bhagavat is like that. They think Archi Siladhi Guru Sunaramati. They think like that. The gopis, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna in the gopis, it is most confidential part of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is to be released by the liberated soul, not this ordinary person who have got sex attraction. They are unfit for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa-lila. Unfit. So, unfortunately, these professional reciters, they do not begin Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning, where Vedanta Sutra is discussed. Athāta brahma jigyāsa janmādasya jataha. So Bhagavat begins with this word of Vedanta Sutra. Janmādasya jataha annayāti taratascha arthesu avijñāsara. So it is in the beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. Srila Jiva Goswami has recommended, therefore, one should learn Bhagavatam from a person who knows Vedanta Sutra. Sruta Grihitaya. Bhakta Sruta Grihitaya. Bhakti should be generated. Sruta Grihitaya. By studying Vedanta Sutra. Now, bhakti is not sentiment. Bhakti is the transcendental science. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, jnani viśiṣyate. You should be in full knowledge. What is Krishna? Not that accepting Krishna as something fictitious. Even big scholars, Dr. Radha Krishna, Gandhi, they cannot understand Krishna. How they can understand? It is not understandable by the fools and rascals. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tapa. To understand Krishna is not so easy thing. Manushanam sahasresu, out of many millions of persons. All rascals and fools, animals, what they will understand Krishna? Therefore Krishna personally says, Manushanam sahasresu, kaschid jatati siddhai. Siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. All over the world we are touring. All full of rascals and fools. Nobody is trying to make his life perfect. What is that perfection? Paramang Siddhim. That perfection is Mamupitta Kontiya. Dukkhalayam asasatam napnivanti mahatmana sang siddhim paramangata. To go back to home, back to Godhead, that is the highest perfection of life. Nobody knows what is Godhead. Nobody knows how to go back to Him. To understand Krishna and to become a devotee of Krishna, it is not very easy thing. Very, very difficult. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahavadana Avatar, he has distributed this Krishna science and love of Krishna in such a easy way that by his mercy, even a most rude person can also understand if he takes the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj was a Krishna Bhakta, and therefore he is explained is Dharma Vitam Varishtha, the most foremost personality, because he knows he agreed to fight with his cousin brothers because Krishna wanted. Krishna, when Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, there is no need of fighting, because the other side, they are my brothers, nephews. I better prefer to give them the kingdom. I shall beg and leave, but I don't want to fight with my brothers. Immediately Krishna condemned it. Kutasthi kasmalamidam visami samupasthi. What nonsense you are speaking. You must fight. Then, still he was unwilling to fight. Therefore the whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken to him. And after explaining Bhagavad Gita, he inquired from Arjuna whether you are now determined to fight. Yathechasi tathakur. This liberty was given to Arjuna. I have explained to everything. Now whatever you like you can do. So Krishna does not force anyone to become Krishna Bhakta. But he gives the chance. He explains everything that if you become Krishna Bhakta, surrender soul, then you'll be happy. Otherwise you will not be happy. This is Krishna. Guru, he says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. He does not force. Now it is our choice whether we shall surrender to Krishna or not. These are the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that one's ultimate goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. That is the ultimate goal of life. But they do not know it. Nati vidu sartha gati mi Vishnu. They do not. They think for some worldly happiness and go to some demigods. That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamastasta hitagyana jajanti anna devata. They have lost their intelligence. Those who go to worship other demigods for some paltry benefit, temporary benefit. Antavattu phalam tesa tad bhavati alpamedasa. Those who are brain substance is not very much in good quantity. Instead of brain substance, there is cow dung. Such people go to worship their other demigods. There is no necessity. Of course, we do not show any disrespect to any demigods. We offer all respect. But we do not accept that Krishna and all other demigods are on the same level. As the Mayavadi says, that either you chant Hare Krishna mantra or chant Durga Durga, Kali Kali, it is the same. This is Raskala. Hare Rama. Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Shastra does not say that you chant this name, that name, any dog's name, cat's name, and it is all. Shastra does. Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalu Nasti, Nasti, Nasti. So, Jashastra vidhimas siddha, bhattati kamaka, no siddhin savapati. Anyone who avoids, disregards the injunction of the shastras and acts whimsically, you will never get perfection. No sukhang na parangati. Therefore, our principle is, this Krishna consciousness movement means, we strictly follow Krishna. Our leader is Krishna. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. So everyone requires a leader. Then I have talked many times, the leader must be followed. When I was talking with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow, I asked, where is the difference between your philosophy and our philosophy? You are following Lenin. We are following Krishna. So we have to follow one leader. You cannot avoid it. So he was silent. He could not reply. So, become perfect, to achieve perfection, one has to follow a leader. So why should we follow the misleaders, the rascal leaders? Let us follow the perfect leader, Krishna, and become perfect. Thank you very much.